This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Dave Gedlin, good morning.
Good morning.
So how's your knowledge of Bella and Edward at this point?
Well, I'm learning something new every day.
Indeed he is. Dave Gedlin is the store director of Forks Outfitters and Thriftway in Forks, Washington. And the reason I'm talking to you, Dave, is that the premiere of New Moon, the second installment of the Twilight series, the big movie that's out, has transformed your business. Explain.
Well, it's become a mecca for Twilight fans from all over the world.
And that's because there's, so much of the book is set, actually, in your neck of the woods, Forks, Washington.
Yes, that's true.
Now, do outfitters, you sell things like work boots, Swiss Army knives, rock climbing equipment, that sort of thing. Do you typically, in your line of work, attract teenage girls?
No, not really.
But you do now.
Yeah, we do now.
And how are you working that?
We've got a lot of merchandising we're doing with clothing is one of the biggest draws, and then we've branded a lot of things. We've got coffee that's Love at First Bite coffee, and we've got some New Moon cookies that this is the only place you can get them.
Smart guy.
Did you have to do some new marketing research on how to transform yourself from selling wool shirts to selling something to tweenies?
No, because we're still doing what we've always done in addition to the and it's not just the teenagers buying it. It's the grandmas and the moms.
Wow.
And we have people coming up here with their camera phones taking pictures of clothing articles while they're in the store and sending it to whoever, like say somebody in Arizona. Then they pick the one they want and they buy it and take it home with them.
Now, have you ever read any of these books, Dave?
Actually, I did read Twilight about a couple weeks ago because I thought, I need to kind of know what the whole thing's about. And it was kind of interesting when you read the books. We didn't understand what the draw was for Forks so much, but when Stephanie Myers describes Forks and LaPush in the books, she's pretty right on a lot of things.
Huh. So Dave, let me get this straight. I mean, you've been catering to big, burly guys who drive, Land Rovers who are coming in for work boots and stuff, and all of a sudden these sultry teenagers come in looking for plaid shirts and wool caps?
No, not really. The things that we're selling most of for people are the hoodies. That anything that says Forks on it or anything that says Forks High School or Forks Spartans from the high school, those are big sellers. And then we have lots of T-shirts with different designs. And all the ones we have are supposed to be exclusive to us. We're trying not to have anyone else has in town, and I think a lot of people in town are doing the same thing. So it isn't like a regular tourist town where you go up and down each side of the street and you can buy the same shirt on either side. It's a little different.
I mean, it's not just your store, as you say. I mean, in 2008, 18,000 visitors for the entire year in Forks signed the guest book at the Chamber of Commerce. That was just 1 month this summer, right?
Yeah, in July we had over 16,000, I believe. And then so far this year, somewhere between 64,000 and 70,000 people have signed in. And, of course, there's a lot more people that haven't stopped by the visitor center.
Is there a best work boot to buy if you're a Twilight fan?
Well, actually, we've got a boot that's not considered a work boot, but more of a rain boot. We've got rubber boots that you can almost tell when a Twilighter comes in because they've got some rubber boots on with their pants tucked in. And, of course, the locals don't usually dress that way.
That's so perfect.
We're used to the rain, so we don't run when it's raining. But if it's raining here and they get out of their car and they run, they're from somewhere else.
That's perfect. Dave Gedlin, store director of Forks Outfitters and Thriftway, whose business, at least for now, has been transformed by the premiere of New Moon. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you very much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.